Hi, I'm Erica.
I'm De'Aaron.
I'm Lexi.
And we're on Radio Club at Andrew Street High School.
In October 2012, our class interviewed Dr. Steve Smith, Greg Barlow, and Zach Rubenstein from the Carnegie Mellon University Robotics Institute.
Overall, we wanted to learn about how things work and how to learn and work with each other better.
Probably the first robots were industrial machines that you'd find in a mill that maybe automated some portion of a dangerous task. One of the very early mobile robots that we built at CMU was built for the sole purpose of going into a nuclear reactor. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, there was what they call a meltdown in the nuclear reactor. You know, you got radioactivity that, if it escapes, is very bad. So anyway, no human can go into that kind of environment and live. That was really what started mobile robots at CMU, I think. It looked like a cart with four wheels, and it had a camera on the front and a computer that was riding on board, and they just lowered it in, you know, several feet of nuclear water that, you know, it kind of spilled over, and then it just drove around. And really, the idea was just to see what was in there, see what was happening.
And since then, Google has made self-navigating cars. But they've had contests for that, and Red Whitaker, who did those Three Mile Island robots, head of the team in these contests, and CMU has done quite well, having come in second in the first competition and first in the second competition. This is all the idea of driving through rural areas and driving through urban areas and being able to navigate that without having to have a human, you know, grab the wheel and drive through that. So that's a promising part of the future, I think. There are a number of innovations that have helped, in particular in health. There are initiatives or programs in the Robotics Institute that work on things like orthopedic robots that help align knees when they do knee replacement surgery. There are ones for helping do very minute procedures on your heart. So that, you know, if you slip, that would be really bad. So these things can move very finely and make sure that they do good procedures.
There are a number of robots for helping with surgeries. And outside of health, some of the work we do is still robotics, is for traffic signal control. So we help make traffic flow better. Robotics really spans a wide variety of things beyond what you think of as a robot. I think a lot of people think of robots as humanoid robots that are going to walk around and do things. And most robots don't really look like that. It's really something where you can take the power of a computer and do something in the real world. That's the thing about robots. There are all these kinds of robots, and it's so much easier now to build a robot. I'm not that old, and it was hard to do when I was in high school, but now you can buy the stuff to build a robot on the internet and build one yourself, which is really, I think, pretty cool. If it's something that you're interested in, there are lots of different sort of hobbyist computers that you can buy for $30, $50. There's a particular board called the Arduino. It lets you learn how to do computer programming in a really simple way. It lets you learn to do the kind of program you need to do to actually control robots on a low level. And that's really the key. They've solved a lot of the hardware problems. You don't have to have a degree in electrical engineering to start building a robot.
You know, one of the cool things about robotics is that a large part of it is just creating things for the first time. You think of something you want a robot to do, and you go about the task of trying to figure out how to engineer it to make it happen.
I mean, it's really satisfying when you see something working. The lights that work out in this East Liberty, which we've now changed for the traffic lights for the coordination of that, it's improved. It's a big improvement in the flows throughout that community, and we feel a great reward for helping better society. Don't underestimate how much that can make you feel good, you know. It does.